William Morrow and Harper Audio present Begin Again, a novel by Helly Acton, performed by Emma Siddy. Part 1. Frankie, Falla Falls on Kebab, meets untimely death. 1. Thursday, 31st of August, 2023. Had Frankie McKenzie known she was going to die in a puddle of kebab sauce in precisely 1 hour and 32 minutes, she wouldn't have worn her favourite white chiffon top. The pearl bead detailing running along her neckline was far too delicate for such an inelegant death. Nor would she have chosen to spend her last precious moments and birthday on a date with a stranger who's taking a painfully long time to pick a wine. Can you die of boredom? At this rate, death by old age seems more likely. Little does Frankie know, it's definitely more likely than the one that's fast approaching. 1 hour, 31 minutes left to live. Frankie runs a blood-red fingernail along a crack in the blue mosaic tile on the edge of the table. She almost went for a bold red lip too, but decided the smudge risk was too high and opted for a nude gloss instead. It feels sticky on her lip as she presses them together, making sure she doesn't catch a curly blonde strand and racking her brain about what to say next. They've been seated uncomfortably close to the pianist, who has a handlebar moustache and a black beret balancing backwards on his head. As he warbles a slow rendition of Ed Sheeran's Perfect, a speck of spit shoots from his shivering lips and splats on the floor somewhere in front of Frankie. The hovering waitress closes her eyes, sucks her pen, and sways in time to the music. Frankie twitches her foot nervously under the table. A sharp pain from a bubbling blister presses on her right Achilles heel like a red-hot poker, and she quietly gasps. Using her other foot, she slides the new pleather boot off and feels a cool wave of relief. These boots have been killing her since 8 a.m. Every morning without fail, on her way out, Frankie waters the flowerpot she bought for her mansion block when she first moved in and picks up the Times for Mr. Graham, the elderly resident at number one. Today, it took her twice as long to hobble around the hallway. She was on her way upstairs to change her shoes when Mr. Graham caught her at his door with a long story about a strange dream he'd had, and she was already running late for work. She had to grin and bear it. Much like this date. Frankie scans the room, seeking a distraction from the pain, and turns her head to the exposed brick wall above their table. A flashing pink neon sign orders her to feel the love. It's statements like these that make singles like her feel like stone-cold failures. Frankie does not feel the love. She hasn't felt it for years. Feeling the love isn't something you can force. There are 7.8 billion people on this planet. How are you meant to filter through them to find the one? Because the one doesn't exist. She's convinced that anyone who claims to have found the one has simply settled for someone. Frankie is looking for a plus one. Guaranteed company for the gigs, galleries, park walks, and pub lunches. A plus one to share big nights out and lazy days in. She used to have a plus three, but her friends aren't as reliable as they used to be. They're too busy parenting, buying properties, or being loved-up homebodies. They can't be at every party or on a plane to somewhere hot and cheap with Frankie and a few bottles of duty-free. She doesn't resent her friends for making grown-up choices, of course. They're happy, and she's happy for them. But when they fell in love with their babies, their homes, and their partners, she fell short of her serial sidekicks. "Sorry," Ollie says, sucking in air through his towy white teeth. "Don't worry, no rush," Frankie smiles. "I'm just enjoying my front row seat to Ted Sheeran over here." Ollie glances at the pianist, grimaces behind his hand, and then grins. Apart from wasting some of Frankie's precious last minutes to perform a simple task like choosing a wine from a list of just five, there's nothing wrong with Ollie Sarpong. Yet. But Frankie is only 10 minutes into this first date. She has plenty of time to assemble a grazing board of his floors by the time this actual grazing board between them is down to its last fig. The waitress plonked the charcuterie in front of them the second they sat down, telling them it was on the house with a fleeting smile that vanished the moment she swiveled on her heels.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?